Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week, we're studying a story where God provided something for his people that they hardly deserved, hardly earned, but that God wanted to give them anyway. And the way they received that gift really revealed something about them and taught them something about God as well. What follows is a story from the Old Testament part of the Bible. Comes right after the Exodus, which is when God led his people, the nation of Israel, away from slavery in Egypt. He led them out through a series of amazing interventions called plagues. Finally got the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to let them go. And then when the king of Egypt changed his mind and sent his army after the Israelites, God intervened again, splitting the Red Sea into two so Israel could pass through, and Egypt was left behind. Then he led them through the desert with a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire so they would know which way to go as he led them towards a promised land. You'd think people who had experienced all these amazing things would be grateful and trusting, but that's not quite what happened. Here's the story.
And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness, and the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost, on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer, according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent." And the people of Israel did so. They gathered, some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it over till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted.
So we have here this amazing new rhythm being implemented in the Israelites' week, where God is going to provide food for them, Every morning they're going to see the glory of the Lord. We don't quite know what this was going to look like, how they would know the glory of the Lord was there, but there was some visible sign each week that God was providing this food for them. It makes sense. As this amazing supernatural food appeared on the ground, God wanted them to remember where it came from. Their temptation, like any human being, would be to forget that God was the source of everything and start to think that they had done something to earn this, to deserve this, or just otherwise forget that it was from God that they had food and life in the first place. Every morning, God wanted to remind his people that he was there and he was the one providing for their needs, even when they couldn't understand it. In fact, when the Hebrews named it manna, the translation is, what is it? It's a mystery. We don't know what this is. That's what manna meant. It meant, what is this? And the name stuck, I guess. So they continued to call this bread-like substance or this seed-like substance that appeared on the ground manna. The book of Exodus simply describes it as having a seed-like consistency, tasting like wafers mixed with honey. Imagine how good it would have tasted. No matter how it tasted, imagine how good it would have felt to have food in their stomachs after being hungry and thinking they were going to die. They were even at the point of regretting leaving Egypt. They were wishing they were back in Egypt, even though that meant slavery. They were regretting having left that because they didn't feel they had enough food. Now, God included some interesting rules as part of the provision of manna. First of all, he didn't make any manna appear on Saturdays. Sabbath was supposed to be a day of rest for the Israelites. And so God didn't tempt them by putting any manna on the ground that day. It took a day off, and they needed to prepare for it properly the day before. God also instituted some interesting rules around how the manna worked. It appeared every morning. People were really only able to collect enough for them and the members of their household. And even when they tried to hoard it and collect more, it kind of all evened out anyway. And if people had leftovers, it disappeared. Those are some interesting scenarios. I'm wondering if you can think a little bit about why God might have instituted those peculiar rules as part of his giving of this miraculous food. We'll explore that a bit tomorrow, but in the meantime, I wanted you to think a little bit about what this experience was like for the Israelites. Imagine being hungry, wandering in the desert, not quite sure why you're there, where you're going, whether you can trust the man leading you, and all of a sudden there is bread from heaven. Imagine that feeling. So here's your question to discuss with your discussion group today. If you haven't got a group yet, I'd really encourage you to do it. It's a really key part of Redeem the Commute, that you're not just studying our challenges alone for very long, but that you'll share it with some others and form a bit of a discussion group who can meet regularly to discuss what you're learning. In what ways do you most identify with the Israelites' experience? What can you learn from this passage about how or why you can trust in God to meet your needs? And how's this story like an analogy for all of life? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.